My name is Avery Sunshine. And music is life.
You describe yourself as an independent soul artist. You know, when I think of soul, and I really think of the 70s, that Philadelphia sound.
Yeah.
It's ironic because you're from Chester, Pennsylvania?
Yes. 9 miles south of Philadelphia. I have to say that because my dad, you know, I'm mandated to say that.
And I take it there are some major influences from that area.
Oh, God, the TSOP, the sound of Philadelphia. But I had no idea when I was, you know, soaking up all that music by way of my parents that I was even going to be a musician.
Your roots are planted in gospel music.
Yeah.
Which certainly isn't uncommon for an artist.
Yeah.
But I often hear there's this decision that has to be made and whether or not you're going to pursue a gospel music career. Was that the same for you?
Absolutely. You know, my partner, Dane, and I, when we started, like you said, I was in church, and I don't know if he struggled with it as much as I did. You know, what am I... But I remember at one point us praying to God and saying, God, whatever it is you want the people to get from us or through us from you, just give it to us. And we worked on that first record, and that's what we got.
How long ago was that?
433 years ago. It took us so long to get that record done, Jesus. That was about 9 years ago.
What was the reaction from the family or those who knew that you had come up in gospel music, and when they were hearing that you were going to go that route, did you get any backlash?
Nobody. There was one pastor. So, you know, you think he was teasing, but I'm not sure. You know, your album would really, really go gold if you, you know, if you sang for the Lord. And I said to him, everything I sing is for the Lord, even if it's about my baby daddy. And he ain't say nothing else to me. That was it.
Ironic, because you're currently the choir director for the Martin Luther King Senior Choir.
Yeah.
At Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're not known as Avery Sunshine, technically, in a sense.
No.
So tell me about Denise White.
Oh, Denise White is a single mommy who lives with her parents. Well, they live with me. The same thing. They take care of the children. I love my children. I am finding my way every day. You know what I mean?
Hip hop has such a hold on music right now,
yeah.
The music industry.
Yeah.
Do you feel like R&B and soul has gotten a little lost, though, in terms
absolutely.
Of commercial play?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I grew up on that, and for it to be... It's gone so far dark, mm-hmm. and just kind of no substance at all. I don't even know how to even address that, because there are people who like it.
That brings me to another point about the imaging and packaging of women when it comes to artists.
Yeah. Until we give somebody else something else, to give folk other options, I do think that while sex does sell, people are interested in other things. But so many of us are struggling financially that we say, all right, I'll bite the apple, even though I know I shouldn't. I'm going to bite this apple because I know I got to feed my kids, or I want to be famous.
But you don't do that.
Hell no. I was saying, now I'm too old for that now. I don't have time for that. I want to be real. How do I portray what I need to portray for my children so that they can be as healthy as they can be? That really is the place where I am. You can't go and do that. I don't care what anybody says, that you just can't. And if somehow you are able to do that, it's not going to be sustainable. Not what I've seen.
The debate over the lyrics.
Yeah.
How it portrays, how it depicts African-American women.
Yes.
The relationships Black men have with Black women in these hip-hop lyrics or rap lyrics.
Yeah.
But at the same time, as an artist, you do want the recognition.
Absolutely.
Obviously, the music sells.
Absolutely.
On iTunes or whatever. So how do you balance that?
But that comes from being real. God will add the increase if we are honest, if we are authentic. God provides the increase. You can't go and do that. I don't care what anybody says, that you just can't. And if somehow you are able to do that, it's not going to be sustainable. Not what I've seen.
And you're working on your second project. You've been singing for a long time, so you're just now working on your second project.
Yes, at Tell almost me 40. That's so funny to me. Oh, my God.
Why?
Oh, because, you know, I see so many of my counterparts who are well into their, you know, it's musically speaking, fourth, fifth, sixth albums.
What's been the highlight of your career so far, in your opinion?
There's so many, but I'll have to say, as of late, performing for the NCAA.
That was the Final Four here in Atlanta.
The Final Four here in Atlanta, and I didn't know what it was.
And what a big event this is.
Ma'am, I had no idea. So they say there's projected 75,000 people are going to be there. There's a projected number of 75 million people around the world who are going to be watching it. Blah, 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 blah. Are you kidding me? I'm singing the Star Spangled Banner? What? With a 250 voice choir behind me? Are you kidding me? That was, the single most electrifying moment of my career. I have to say that.
Avery Sunshine, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time.
Oh, Rose, thank you so much for having me. It was amazing.